American Language Course, Book 29, Tape 4C. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 4C. Look at Figure 1. Listen to the following statements and then repeat. The statements contain past modals which express missed opportunity, possibility, advisability, and deduction. Number 1.
Todd should have studied Italian. He's moving to Italy next month. Repeat. Todd should have studied Italian. He's moving to Italy next month.
Number 2.
It's only 0900 and you're hungry? You should have eaten a good breakfast. Repeat. It's only 0900 and you're hungry? You should have eaten a good breakfast.
Number 3.
My friends could have gone to a basketball game Friday night, but they went to a football game instead. Repeat. My friends could have gone to a basketball game Friday night. But they went to a football game instead.
Number 4.
The Evans could have gone to Hawaii on their honeymoon, but they went to San Francisco instead. Repeat. The Evans could have gone to Hawaii on their honeymoon, but they went to San Francisco instead.
Number 5.
Mary was supposed to be here 15 minutes ago. She may have forgotten she had an appointment. Repeat. Mary was supposed to be here 15 minutes ago. She may have forgotten she had an appointment.
Number 6.
Ken can't find his ID card. He may have left it in the dormitory. Repeat. Ken can't find his ID card. He may have left it in the dormitory.
Number 7.
Sergeant Roberts was late to work. He might have had car trouble. Repeat. Sergeant Roberts was late to work. He might have had car trouble.
Number 8.
Mary was singing the national anthem when she stopped all of a sudden. She must have forgotten the words. Repeat. Mary was singing the national anthem when she stopped all of a sudden. She must have forgotten the words.
Number 9.
Sergeant Thomas looked tired and sleepy after lunch. He might have eaten a big meal. Repeat. Sergeant Thomas looked tired and sleepy after lunch. He might have eaten a big meal.
Number 10.
This soup is tasteless. The cooks must have neglected to put salt in it. Repeat. This soup is tasteless. The cooks must have neglected to put salt in it.
Turn to Figure 2 now. Listen to a statement. Then use the past modal and parentheses to complete each sentence in Figure 2. Repeat each statement. Number 1.
There were plenty of potatoes in the bag. Repeat. Linda could have made more French fries.
Number 2.
We ran out of gas before we got to Los Angeles. repeat. Fred should have put gas in the car before we left.
Number 3.
Her eyes were very red when she got out of the swimming pool. Repeat. She should have worn goggles.
Number 4.
Mike had a headache all day long. Repeat. He could have taken aspirin, but he didn't.
Number 5.
I haven't seen Bob in class all week. Repeat. He must have quit school.
Number 6.
Jane didn't eat much at lunch. Repeat. She could have felt sick.
Number 7.
Sergeant Ames just came back from the post office, and he looks very happy. Repeat. He must have received a letter.
Number 8.
Ted didn't finish his hamburger. Repeat. He might not have liked it.
Number 9.
It got very cold this afternoon, and Mrs. Johnson didn't have a coat. Repeat. She may not have listened to the weather report.
Number 10.
Tom kept putting off buying a car, but he bought one yesterday. Repeat. He must have found out that prices were going up.
Look at figure 3 now. Look at the sentences in column B. They contain past modals. Listen to a question and then select the correct answer from column B. Write the letter of the correct answer in the blank in column A. Number 1.
Why didn't Jim eat all his cake?
Number 2.
Why was Sergeant Jones walking so slowly?
Number 3.
Why wasn't Lieutenant Andrews at the party last night?
Number 4.
Brad had many choices after graduating from high school. Where could he have gone to college?
Number 5.
What should Kevin have done before taking the exam?
Number 6.
Why haven't we seen Mrs. Riggs at school?
Now check your answers. Then listen to the question again and give the correct answer.
Number 1 is D. Why didn't Jim eat all his cake? Number 2 is A. Why was Sergeant Jones walking so slowly? Number 3 is F. Why wasn't Lieutenant Andrews at the party last night? Number 4 is C. Brad had many choices after graduating from high school. Where could he have gone to college? Number 5 is E. What should Kevin have done before taking the exam? Number 6 is B. Why haven't we seen Mrs. Riggs at school?
Turn to Figure 4 now. When we want to ask someone how something is done, we ask questions beginning with how. The answer depends on whether we are asked about manner, means, or instrument. Listen to Part A of a dialogue, then read Part B and repeat the sentence. The first four dialogues deal with manner. Notice the ly adverb that is used to indicate manner. Listen to the question and answer. Number 1.
How did the instructor teach the grammar?
Repeat. He taught it very thoroughly.
Number 2.
How did the nurse speak to the patient?
Repeat. She spoke to him calmly and politely.
Number 3.
How were the lines on the graph drawn?
Repeat. They were drawn vertically and horizontally.
Number 4.
How does Bill speak Spanish?
Repeat. He speaks Spanish fluently.
Let's continue with four more dialogues in Figure 4. These dialogues deal with means. Notice how the preposition by is used to indicate means. Number 5.
How did Margie keep the records in order?
Repeat. She kept them in order by filing them in alphabetical order.
Number 6.
How did Scott get to the train terminal?
Repeat. He got there by taxi.
Number 7.
How do you usually make a doctor's appointment?
Repeat. I usually make it by phone.
Number 8.
How do football players avoid serious injury?
Repeat. They avoid serious injury by using safety accessories.
Now, let's finish the last four dialogues in the figure. These dialogues deal with instrument. Notice how the preposition with is used to indicate instrument. Number 9.
How did the nurse monitor the patient's kidneys?
Repeat. She monitored with a special machine.
Number 10.
How did James fill out the form?
Repeat. He filled it out with a pen.
Number 11.
How did they attach the page to the book?
Repeat. They attached it to the book with a strip of tape.
Number 12.
How did she finally get her car opened?
Repeat. She opened it with a spare key she had.
Look at figure 5 now. This is a dictation exercise. Listen to some sentences. The first time you hear the sentences, just listen. Don't write. The second time you listen, write the phrases as you hear them. You will have an opportunity to check your work when you hear the passage a third time. Listen. Number 1.
How will the new students be evaluated?
Number 2.
Who's going to write the new regulations?
Number 3.
Since the goods had many flaws, they were rejected.
Number 4.
Tom, it's your turn to empty the trash tonight.
Number 5.
Do you reside in the city?
Number 6.
Do you prefer to sit at a booth or a table?
Number 7.
The metal pipes were welded together.
Number 8.
Sergeant West is certainly a trustworthy individual.
Listen again. This time, write the sentences in your book. Listen. Number 1.
How will the new students? Be evaluated.
Number 2.
Who's going to write? The new regulations.
Number 3.
Since the goods had many flaws, they were rejected.
Number 4.
Tom, it's your turn. To empty the trash tonight.
Number 5.
Do you reside in the city?
Number 6.
Do you prefer to sit at a booth or a table?
Number 7.
The metal pipes were welded together.
Number 8.
Sergeant West is certainly a trustworthy individual.
Now, check what you've written while you listen to the sentences again. Number one.
How will the new students be evaluated?
Number two.
Who's going to write the new regulations?
Number three.
Since the goods had many flaws, they were rejected.
Number four.
Tom, it's your turn to empty the trash tonight.
Number five.
Do you reside in the city?
Number six.
Do you prefer to sit at a booth or a table?
Number seven.
The metal pipes were welded together.
Number eight.
Sergeant West is certainly a trustworthy individual.
When the tape is finished, turn to the answer page for this tape to check your work. This is the end of Tape 4C, Book 29.